song is fitting. Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Chris Larson, breaking it all down till 5 o'clock. We are presented by Bud Light. This is a franchise moment. All of the noise that you heard about Giannis, right? All of the New York Times articles, whether you thought ESPN or the pundits were making too much of a big deal of Giannis's comments, you know who made a big deal of it, and you know who listened? The Milwaukee Bucks. They absolutely fleeced the NBA. They fleeced them. Here is the breakdown of how the Milwaukee Bucks got Damian Lillard to come to Milwaukee. Sources on the deal. Bucks receive Damian Lillard. Now, that is the only thing the Bucks will be receiving other than a pick swap, but that's just important enough. The Blazers will receive Drew Holiday, DeAndre Ayton, Toumani Kamara. I hope I'm saying that right. It's fun to say because anything's fun to say right now. A 2029 first-round pick from the Bucks and a pick swap. The Suns will receive Yusuf Nurkic, Nasir Little, Keon Johnson, and Grayson Allen. So that is the details of the Milwaukee Bucks trade to land Damian Lillard. The phone lines will be open for you to react with us. 800-990-3776. Ooh, it's Dame time, baby. Ooh, it's Dame time, baby. I'm Ben Brust. He's Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle.
You know, I'm excited. All
that way, that's not excited.
Listen,
not
I'm excited. Enough. I'm geeked. I'm stuck as a Bucks fan my entire life. I always wanted the Bucks to compete. I could only dream of us getting an all-star type player like Damian Lillard. When we think about playing video games, that is the only way that came true. When people talked about trades and where Dame was going to go for the last 2 years, I wanted Dame. I wanted Dame, but I didn't think we could make it a reality just because we didn't have the pieces I thought that could get it. It was only a dream. So for real, true Bucks fans, this is incredible to have not one superstar, but you have another superstar. When is the last time the Bucks had two legitimate Hall of Fame players who are still high quality on the team at the same time? It was Oscar and Kareem from my recollection. This is an incredible moment in Bucks history.
He's Brad Nortman. Brad, say something.
I am speechless. I wish I could say something.
You can't be speechless. This is a radio show.
That's very true. Maybe disbelief is the right way to put it. Similar to what Kyle was saying, that I never thought a trade like this would be possible in for the Milwaukee Bucks. And it's one thing. Look, I love Drew Holiday, and I love what he did for the city and this team. But Damian Lillard is a top 10 player in the league, bona fide superstar, complete player. In my opinion, I think Steph Curry is the probably best point guard in the league, but Damian Lillard's got to be number two, and he's the most complete point guard. Talking about defense, assists, an excellent shooter, unlimited range. What he's going to do to this team to take pressure off Giannis, to take pressure off Chris Middleton. I mean, to have those big three, right? Giannis, Holiday, Middleton. Giannis was the only superstar, right? The other two were stars. Giannis was the only superstar. We have two superstars right now, and if Middleton can stay healthy, oh my.
Yeah,
oh my.
I mean, I think it's amazing to see how John Horst went about this, right? This is Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. We want to react with you, KBN Nation, anybody in between, black, white, yellow, pink, orange, Bucks fans or not Bucks fans, anyone, because this trade has turned the NBA upside down. 800-990-3776. Kyle was talking about having two superstars. That is amazing. But to know that you didn't have to get rid of Chris Middleton, you didn't have to get rid of youth. They didn't have second round picks till 2088. Didn't matter. They got rid of another pick from 2029. You know why? Because they care about keeping Giannis. They listened. The complacency, they got to a point where they were in a spot where after they won the championship, they kept running it back. After losing in the first round to the Heat, Giannis wasn't satisfied. And anything Giannis says is what matters. And in the comments, you can read between the lines. It's not that he wanted to leave Milwaukee. He just wants to win championships. As you grow in your career, the most important thing is your legacy. Having one championship isn't good enough for Giannis, whether they win another championship or not. This was the absolute right move by the Milwaukee Bucks, and it probably, I will look at odds throughout the show. I'm sure there'll be some updated NBA championship odds to win next year. Adding Dame Lillard to the team, a guy who can make a shot at any point in any game from anywhere on the court, it's going to be different. Look, I think I do want to shout out Drew Holiday, because the Bucks would not have the championship that they had against the Phoenix Suns in 2021 without Drew Holiday. He is the reason why that John Horst got this idea again, probably, because it's John Horst who traded for Drew Holiday to help create a championship contending team. And Drew, towards the latter half of these seasons, it's been hard for him to play both ways at an effective level. So what does he do? Trades Drew Holiday, who I love, and I think Bucks fans love, and he will be forever appreciated in the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin and what he did. But in order to keep Giannis happy, this is what John Horst had to do. He brought in a superstar, and the thing that we have not even talked about yet is, what do we hear about the Milwaukee Brewers? What do we hear about the Green Bay Packers? And what do we hear about the Milwaukee Bucks? No stars want to come to a mid-major city. Squash that. Squash that.
Well, one thing that can bring a star to a city like Milwaukee is having a star already here, but also having a trusted organization that you truly believe in. So I want to applaud the new ownership group for truly changing over the culture, changing the perception of who and what the Milwaukee Bucks were. Because, yes, people don't want to go to Green Bay like that, but we were able to get Reggie White to get there. We were able to get Charles Woodson. We were able to get some people because of the culture and the team that you have. And so, bravo. And congratulations to this organization for changing exactly who the Bucks were from when they first bought the team to kind of being a team that was always in the middle there, never really championship caliber, always trying to compete. They tore it down and they built it back up, and Giannis was the main piece and really helped that process. But they have made correct decision after correct decision. They made the decision to keep John Horst on this team, make him the general manager. They could have went outside and got somebody else, but they decided to make this young man the general manager, and now you kind of see the reaping the benefits, not only, as Ben just said, with the Drew Holiday trade, and now you see again another trade acquiring a superstar piece like this.
You know, everything in sports and professional sports specifically, it's characterized by brevity. It's short. Your time window is very short. I think players understand that. At some point, a guy like Damian Lillard, who cares if I'm playing in LA or Miami or, you know, a glamour city like New York. He just wants to win. He just wants to win. And you see that slip away faster than you ever imagined. That's what I believe was rooted in Giannis's comments, that, look, it's not necessarily where I play. I just have to win. I already see my window closing. In the same way, the Bucks organization looks at the generational talent that they have in Giannis, and they're also saying the same thing. You do not get this every day, and our window with a guy like Giannis is closing. So we need to do something. We need to do anything. And last week we talked a little bit about Giannis when he spoke out about, you know, I don't know what the future looks like, I just want to win. Well, we looked at the contract situation and saw that there was a 2-year window, and then after that, you know, everyone's going their separate ways and they're getting old. And it looked like, okay, the Bucks need to do something. They need to do anything. This was more than a something that I thought they'd ever be able to pull.
Quite impressive.
800-990-3776. We'll get to your calls shortly. 800-990-3776. Damian Lillard traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. No Drew Holiday anymore. No Grayson Allen. And, you know, again, it's like, okay, 2029 pick. Who cares? It's about Giannis and it's about champions.
But it's the exact same. When we traded for Drew Holiday, you know what some people said at that time? They said, well, you gave up all those pick swaps. You gave up all those draft picks. You gave up some of the future. But at the end of the day, it is not about draft picks. It is not about the future. It is about now, when you have somebody like Giannis. So again, we are now living in the now, and that window that Giannis sees has now become more open. This team was already a front runner when it came to an NBA title. I believe after this trade, we should be the team to beat in the East and in the NBA.
Absolutely. And when you look at it too, I mean, Drew Holiday is a great player. I love me some Drew Holiday. I thought to get a guy like Damian Lillard, you have to get up a whole lot more.
Oh, it was a fleece. This was a fleece.
I mean, stunning deal.
Two times
deal.
Now, like you said. Yep. Two times.
Robbery. Utter robbery for the Milwaukee Bucks in all the right ways.
What? So help me. All right, because you played professional sports and you signed a contract with an NBA team before. It was a summer league contract.
Hey, I got paid.
Yeah, Milwaukee Bucks.
You got paid. And so please walk me through.
I got all these jerseys in the office and I don't have my Milwaukee Bucks summer league gear.
You need to bring that one around because just help me into the mindset because of somebody who played a lot of NBA Live. I really didn't get into 2K, but played live. So I've been a GM before in the video games. Help me understand why an organization would rather have somebody like Drew Holiday versus a young piece like Tyler Hero. That's why it's just so confusing to me of how the Bucks were able to successfully pull off this trade. Drew, I believe he has an option to opt out of his contract. Who knows what's going to happen after this season. He's an aging piece. What does that bring to the Portland Trailblazers?
I mean, help me out on this. It's a good question. I could see them buying out Drew Holiday and trying to, you know, like just continue the youth movement that would open up Drew Holiday. But again, something that is worth noting is Drew Holiday's 33 years old. Dame Lillard is 33 years old as well. So they're not trading for a spring chicken. They're trading for someone who's thirsty for a championship.
And who averaged 32 points per game.
One question that I will have, because the reason why I shouted out Drew Holiday, because it's worth shouting out Drew Holiday for what he was to the city and the championship team, is his defense and what he's been able to do for this team. Dame is not a lockdown defender, and I'm not going to get into the weeds of what the Bucks need to focus on because there is an entire season built around trying to figure out how to do that. Adrian Griffin, the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, Kyle, what does he specialize in?
He specializes in defense, and we know that very well as we played the Raptors.
The 2019 Toronto Raptors locked up the Bucks pretty good. It was the invention of the shrink and make passing line, driving lines small as can be, put up the wall, put in the little, the pyramid. And again, this is a huge day for the Milwaukee Bucks. 800-990-3776. Let's hear from Ashton in Sheboygan. Ashton, let us know how you're feeling.
I haven't been this excited for anything sports related whatsoever since game 6 of the NBA Finals.
That's an appropriate reaction. I mean, we have not been. I mean, this is more excitement for the Bucks than this city has seen. I mean, this is the biggest trade in Bucks history, easily, right? Has to be.
Yes. I mean, the answer is yes.
Okay, ask me.
Kareem.
It goes the other way.
We traded Kareem. On that one. Ask me,
biggest
Kyle. This is the biggest trade in Bucks history. We were excited about Drew Holiday, who, again, a good player. I would say an elite defender, but he was not a superstar. The Bucks have never, in my recollection, traded for a superstar that can still put up points. The biggest player they probably traded for more recently was Gary Payton, like for real.
The glove.
That was the superstar level Gary was, and he was past his prime. This is an incredible moment in Bucks history.
Ashton, thank you for the call.
Yeah, so and Ashton said he hasn't been this excited since Game 6 of the NBA Finals. I mean, I got to agree, right? I mean, there were some fun times with Ray Allen and the guys, but this feels different. This feels totally different.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Kyle Bruston-Ortman, we got started early in Madison and Milwaukee to react with you. Damian Lillard traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, you heard me right. I will say it again. Damian Lillard traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks fleeced the NBA. Damian Lillard said he only wanted to play in Miami. All reports said he only wanted to play with Miami. How about that, Milwaukee? How about that, Wisconsin? How about the mid-major market that everyone said no stars will want to go to? You know what? Giannis is solidifying his legacy even further. He's done something that this state has not been able to do for quite some time. He's bringing superstars to the state of Wisconsin, the place that everyone, when we talk about Packers, why would they want to go play in the cold at Lambeau, right? Why would I want to go to Milwaukee when I can be in L.A. or I can be in Miami? Guess what? He ain't going to Miami. Miami, no. Milwaukee, yes. I want you to hear that, everybody. Dame Lillard is coming to the city of Milwaukee.
I feel like we need to play some Will Smith.
Dun, dun. Yeah, let's dance
I'm
on
going
that.
To Milwaukee.
Yeah, we're
going
to dance
Welcome
on that.
To Milwaukee.
Dave in Milwaukee reacting with us on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Welcome in.
Hey, guys. This is pretty crazy for Milwaukee. He's going to give us a great chance to get back to the championship.
Absolutely. What was your initial reaction when you saw it? Did you believe it?
I couldn't believe it right away until one of my friends called me right away. And he said, did you see it? And I looked up right away and go, it's on everywhere. And this is exactly what the Bucks need to keep Giannis here and get back to the championship. And it's going to be great for the city of Milwaukee. We're going to have a real chance to always have that offensive weapon that they needed.
Dave, couldn't say it better. Again, Drew Holiday struggled in the playoffs, not with defense, but playing two ways. I mean, it's hard to play as hard as he does every single game, but to bring a weapon, that offensive shooting consistently, no matter what, you don't have to think about inconsistency. It don't matter if Dame is 0-for-6. He's going 6-for-6 in big moments. We've seen it. Now he has a chance to win a championship. Shout out to Drew Holiday for everything he did for the Milwaukee Bucks. We will keep reacting with you. Damian Lillard to the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, that is true. If you're just joining us, 800-990-3776. We'll keep reacting next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman, presented by Bud Light.